And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. And authorities responded to a train derailment in Huron County yesterday morning. At approximately 7:45 a.m. Wednesday, June 10th, local officials confirmed a derailment near the M-19 and McTaggart Road crossing. Ubley Police Chief Anthony Wood said emergency personnel remained at the scene to evaluate conditions and coordinate response efforts. Motorists were asked to avoid the area and follow alternate routes while crews worked to assess the incident and restore access to the crossing, which was successfully done as of late morning on Wednesday, June 10th, while no injuries have been reported. And a key Senate transportation hearing put the spotlight on how emerging technology could reshape America's roads, freight networks, and vehicle industry. Michigan Senator Gary Peters told lawmakers that innovations ranging from advanced driver assistance systems to autonomous vehicles could help address persistent transportation challenges, including highway fatalities, freight bottlenecks, and rising infrastructure costs. Speaking before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Surface Transportation, Peters said new technologies could strengthen the transportation workforce rather than replace it, while creating manufacturing and technology jobs here in the United States. The senator renewed his call for Congress to establish a bipartisan federal framework governing autonomous vehicles. Peters agreed that national standards are needed to support safe deployment, encourage investment, and maintain U.S. competitiveness in a rapidly evolving global mobility market. Peters pointed to the nation's transportation safety record, noting that tens of thousands of Americans die in highway crashes each year. He said technology can play a significant role in reducing those numbers if government agencies, industry leaders, labor groups, and safety advocates work together on implementation. The Michigan Democrat also linked transportation technology to national security concerns, warning that modern vehicles collect large amounts of data through sophisticated sensors and connected systems. Peters reiterated his support for keeping Chinese-made vehicle technologies out of the U.S. market and called for stronger safeguards to protect Americans' personal data from foreign adversaries. Peters has been a longtime advocate for advancing vehicle automation policies and has supported federal funding for transportation safety research, including programs that evaluate advanced driver assistance technology, as well as autonomous vehicle systems. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.